You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
Gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Patrick, take charge of the reindeer.
Okay. Take charge of the reindeer.
Boo.
Take charge of the reindeer.
Now, take charge of the reindeer.
What? You can fit through those bars?
Yeah.
You're such an idiot.
What?
Wait. Time out. Really? That's
how you laugh? Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Christmas Podcast Podcast. Thanks for listening. My name is Sean. In this week's episode, I'll get you up to date about a new podcast at ChristmasPodcast.com, new episodes this week from our featured podcasts, and talk with Jerry Davila from the Totally Rad Christmas Podcast. Don't forget to visit SantaUpdate.com to get all the news and information from the North Pole. They report the news as it happens. Also, check out ChristmasPodcast.com, where you can find the links to all the podcasts I talk about and leave a review of the podcasts. The episodes are really starting to drop as we get closer to Christmas, so let's get this going.
Bleeding hearts of the world unite!
New to ChristmasPodcast.com is the Christmas Hall of Fame podcast. The Christmas Hall of Fame podcast works to present quality, entertaining episodes featuring candidates for the Christmas Hall of Fame. They try to use as many unique voices as they can in the creation of the podcast. They invite others to join in this effort. After all, the Christmas Hall of Fame is completely fan-driven. If you are a Christmas enthusiast, a Christmas expert, a Christmas podcaster, or publisher, they welcome your assistance in voicing the Christmas Hall of Fame podcast. Even better, if you have your own take on an appropriate Christmas podcast that supports someone or something nominated for the Christmas Hall of Fame, they will gladly showcase it on their site and via their social media channels. The Christmas Hall of Fame is not about agreeing on who is voted in. It's about making voices and opinions heard and allowing the people to decide who is honored. Also, don't forget, a few of our featured podcasts are running events right now, and here are what they are doing.
This is Craig Kringle from the Weird Christmas Podcast. About 3 years ago, I went looking for very short, very strange stories that I could read on my show, but I couldn't find much, or not much that was sufficiently weird, so I thought, why not ask people to write some? And thus was born the annual Weird Christmas Flash Fiction Contest. You can get all the details at weirdchristmas.com, but basically, I'm asking you to tell me a story that keeps Christmas weird. That can be funny weird, or creepy weird, or just plain what the nutcracker surreal. Keep it under 350 words, send it to weirdxmas@gmail.com by November 1st, and you could win some cash. Prizes range from $5 to $50, and I choose about a dozen to read on the show and publish on my website. Head over to weirdchristmas.com to see the winners and honorable mentions from the last couple years. Here's a quick sample to get that creative eggnog flowing.
He glanced in terror at the other reindeer galloping beside him. Its eyes were as blue and as human as his were.
He dropped Bill's head on his body and used his incinerator to fry Bill until he was dust. I guess I'm going to have a Merry Christmas after all.
He felt himself shrinking till he couldn't have been more than a couple of inches high. A huge hand picked him up and placed him on the mantelpiece beside another motionless Santa.
People don't like the baby Jesus to go missing from their nativity scene, they said. I shrugged. People were petty.
I'm sorry there was no Santa, but I did provide an elf.
Number 4 was a grand old patriarch, but we were ready for him. When he came crashing down the chimney, sermon in mid-flow, he landed right in the net we had tied to the mantelpiece.
Traditions are great and all, but sometimes you just need Christmas to get a little bit weird, and I'm hoping you'll help me make it even weirder. So visit me at weirdchristmas.com, and I hope I'll get to read your stories soon.
Hi everyone, this is Art from A Cozy Christmas Podcast, where we celebrate the coziest time of the year. And this is where I need your help. I want to hear from you and hear about your favorite Christmas memory. You can send that to me either in an email or a voice message, and I'll play it on my show. And it can be any kind of memory. It could be one that makes you laugh, one that makes you cry, one that makes you want to bang your head in frustration over and over and over again. I know we all have those. So if you want to be a part of that upcoming show, then you can reach out to me at cozychristmaspodcast@gmail.com. And if you do, I'll send you a Cozy Christmas Podcast sticker. Along with that, you will be entered into a contest, and the drawing will be held on October 15th, and you could win a hand-painted Ebenezer Scrooge ornament. If you want to see what that looks like, you can check those out on my social media accounts. And so in the meantime, remember to be kind to each other and share your stories. I can't wait to hear them, and have a very merry Christmas season.
Holly is a dedicated cop.
I'm sorry, honey. I've been really focused on a big case here.
I just wish the bad guys didn't spend more time with you than I do.
She's getting some time off for Christmas, whether she wants it or not.
It's Christmas. Take some of those days off you never use and spend some time at home in Port Caldwell.
Now she's headed back to her small town.
The Port Caldwell Christmas Festival celebrates the best in us.
And finally spending Christmas with her husband.
Coffee and a Christmas cookie down at Betty's.
I never say no to Betty's coffee.
Meet you downstairs.
But what happens when her job follows her home?
Bobby, are you in here? The door just locked behind me.
Welcome to the Christmas party. So glad you could stop by.
Now, instead of celebrating with her husband, she'll have to save him.
Okay, Holly, you're trapped in a building. There's a bomb in the building, and Bobby's in the building.
But can she save the day, save her marriage, and save Christmas at the same time?
There is no point in hiding, Detective.
Come on, Yakov Smirnoff. Give me some clues to where that bomb is.
The Can't Wait for Christmas podcast presents a made-for-podcast Christmas movie that can best be described as Die Hard in a Hallmark movie.
Take some days off. Help Bobby with the festival.
Tune in each month for...
You've got to be kidding me!
Oh, Mother Russia!
A Bomb for Christmas.
You had better hurry, Mrs. McTernan. There is not much time left.
New chapters premiering on the 25th of each month. Find them at can'twaitforchristmaspod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ovaltine? A crummy commercial?
Here are the new episodes that dropped the week of September 26th through October 2nd. A Cozy Christmas Podcast had an episode on the 26th called Christmas Shopping with Jack Benny. This is a bonus episode, kind of. In the next episode, Art will be talking more about old-time radio, and in this episode of the Jack Benny program that he'll be sharing with you in this episode, but he thought you might like to hear it in its entirety. So sit back and enjoy as we make our way back to the days of yesteryear. The Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 26th called Christmas Cures for the COVID Blues, Facebook Fun. Mary and Ricky are all about Christmas cures for the COVID blues on the podcast. It's a special series to help get ready for the holidays and get a special boost during this time. In this episode, Ricky talks to Drew Flowers about Facebook Holiday Fun and those groups where people can connect over the love of Christmas and get some cheer. Jingle Jank had an episode on the 26th called Santa Claus in Outer Space. Santa Claus blasts off to worlds unknown in this latest episode. This week, Scott and Jay feature Sonny Cole, Tim Dinkins, Bobby Helms, The Bell Rays, Lawrence Welk's Little Band, Tiny Tim, Barry Gordon, and Patty Marie Jay with the Hal Bradley Orchestra. The Christmas Hall of Fame podcast had its first episode on the 27th, titled Podcast Bio, Santa Claus. Santa Claus is a fairly recent entrant on the Christmas stage, at least compared to some of the other nominated for induction into the Christmas Hall of Fame. His actual date of origin cannot be definitively determined, but for well over 200 years, he has been at the center of that Christmas stage. This first episode of the Christmas Hall of Fame podcast begins a new level in their outreach for more votes. Jeff focuses on the backstory of Santa Claus. Every other episode will focus on another nominee. Tis the Podcast had an episode on the 27th called Welcome Home, Son. This week, the elves are joined by longtime listener Manny Torres of the brand new Christmas podcast Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad to discuss the 2004 holiday romantic comedy Surviving Christmas. Where do Anthony, Julia, Tom, and Manny fall when it comes to this infamous movie? Well, one of the elves may end up surprising you. In addition to discussing what three of the four hosts call a travesty, they reveal their personal wish list of directors they'd like to see direct a holiday movie, So settle in with your favorite pumpkin-flavored drink, open those windows, and allow that autumn breeze to wash over you. Take joy in the fact that we are officially in October, and enjoy this episode, which is far more entertaining than the movie discussed within it. Totally Rad Christmas had an episode on the 28th titled Monsters Christmas with Matt Lappe. This week, Jerry sits down with Matt Lappe from the 8089 podcast to talk the 1981 New Zealand special, The Monsters Christmas. How in the world is that little girl so brave? How did she understand the mud? No, you did not hear me wrong. There's mountains, bugs, nasties, and witches with beehives. Now don't miss the Gag Me with a Spoon segment and check it out. Christmas Clatter had an episode on the 29th titled I Start Looking at Lamps. Todd kicks off weekly episode releases now through Christmas. Joining Todd for a Christmas conversation is film critic, podcaster, and author of Have Yourself a Movie Little Christmas, Alonzo Duraldi. You can also find Alonzo on these great podcasts, Linoleum Knife, A Film and a Movie, Who Shot Ya, Breakfast All Day, Have Yourself a Movie Little Christmas, the book, and Have Yourself a Movie Little Christmas on Facebook. The Merry Little Podcast, an episode on the 30th titled 10th Anniversary of the Merry Podcast. This special episode marks the 10th anniversary of the Merry Podcast, and what better way to celebrate International Podcast Day? Given the harshness of our times in 2020, Jeff thought the best way to celebrate this milestone would be to take a look back at some of the best moments of the Christmas community online. In other words, he's not making this episode about them, it's about you. If you're down, weary, worried, concerned, fed up, or depressed, this episode is for you. You will smile. You may laugh a little. You could even shed a tear, but you'll feel better. You will feel the spirit of Christmas. In this episode, we get another great conversation with Ball Coach, one of the cherished members of the Merry Forums of My Merry Christmas. He delivers once again a great conversation that's all Christmas, showcasing in no small measure just what the Christmas community means online. Then Jeff takes a look back at Merry Podcast history. The world has changed a lot in just a decade, and so has the Merry Podcast. He discusses some special podcast contributions that have come from the members, including a great Christmas memory surrounding one of the classic songs of Christmas. And speaking of music, there's plenty in this episode to enjoy that will uplift and inspire. He also takes a look as well at the community efforts of Santa's Sleigh, a coordinated little crowdsourced outreach to folks in need. This was the very first Christmas podcast I had listened to, and it makes me wonder, can it really be 10 years already? Santa by the Minute had a podcast on September 30th titled Minute 27, That's Not Father Time. The elves admire Claus in his new red suit just before the arrival of the ancient elf and his epic beard. Join John and Ben as they discuss Minute 27 of Santa Claus, the movie, 1985. Christmas Podding had an episode on the 1st titled, Who Should You Spend Christmas With, Family or Friends? This week, Liam and Ness ask if it's okay to self-gift. Should you buy yourself a present this year or risk your family buying you something you don't want? Also, who should you spend the big day with, your family or your best friends? Plus, how much do your favorite singers make every year off their one and only Christmas hit? Weird Christmas Podcast had an episode on the 1st titled Halloween Postcard Collecting with Eric Hinton. The first podcast episode of the 2020 season, and Craig does a bit of deep diving into the world of Halloween postcard collecting, which, if you follow him on social media, you know is a small obsession of his. Eric Hinton runs Halloween Postcards and has collected all, yes, all, of the Halloween postcards printed before World War II. They wander around some of the stranger examples and figure out what goes on in the musty corners of their collector-type brains. This episode has a video version as well, so you can see the cards they are talking about. Just head over to the Weird Christmas YouTube channel.
My son died.
I'm joined now by Jerry Davila. I hope I said that right.
You did.
Totally
Rad
Christmas. So, welcome, Jerry.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's always fun visiting other podcasts, and I enjoy yours because I get a nice roundup of what's happening. So if I miss something, I can just tune in and catch up really quickly.
Well, that's good. I've been hearing that a lot, so it's really good to hear about all that. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your podcast then?
Okay, yeah. So it all kind of started when I was a guest on Tis the Podcast about a year and a half ago, and one of the guys, a listener, it was Todd Killian, actually, from Christmas Clatter. He was like, hey, you should have your own show. That was a funny episode. And so that kind of kickstarted the idea. And I've always loved stuff from the 80s, you know, like my childhood. And so I thought, yeah, that's not a bad idea. So let's go ahead and do that. And so the idea came in like August of last year. And so it was totally rad Christmas, you know, because 80s are totally rad. And I didn't actually start it, though, until this past April. So I wrote my theme song that August and got it recorded and everything. And then I started working at the Christmas store. And of course, that's the Christmas season. So we were slammed finally in April when we were all kind of quarantined. I said, I'm going to start it officially for sure, 100% now. And it's basically just a celebration of the nostalgia of Christmases when I was a child in the 80s. And so it we talk everything from toys that were popular at Christmas time, video games, you know, things like that, to movies and TV specials and music. We're going to be getting into books soon, as well as commercials and things like that. So if it was, as I like to say, if it was gnarly during Christmas in the 80s, we got it covered.
Yeah, that I remember you saying that quite a bit.
A few times, yeah.
What were your expectations when you started up Totally Rad Christmas?
Well, you know, I thought, maybe 10 people heard it, I thought that would be a win, honestly. I kind of really had low expectations. And I knew that some of my friends, like Tom and Anthony from Tis the Podcast, and, you know, Todd Killian and one or two others might join in. But I wasn't really expecting anything. It was more just an outlet for me to kind of remember and bring even just the tiniest bit of nostalgia and happiness to, you know, someone's Christmas time. But really, it was more just I have opinions and I wanted to share them. And so if, you know, one person tuned in and I, you know, would say, hey, I remember that, then I would consider that a win.
With that being said, I'm sure you've exceeded those expectations, and haven't you? I mean, how is your podcast doing compared to what you think it would be doing?
Oh, tons better. Yeah. I mean, we're in the thousands of downloads now, which is really cool. I did not expect that at all. I actually have kind of a little fan base, which is also pretty neat. And it seems like it was a good stepping point, you know, or stepping stone to visit other podcasts as well. So then I got a chance to be on Christmas Clatter. And of course, I'm here now. I'm going to be on Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad with Manny pretty soon, and a few others here and there. But it's fun. And the more I get into it, the more I see how big this Christmas podcast world is. And I really just want to get other Christmas podcast hosts as guests on my show as well. So I've got quite a few lined up. I mean, I've already had quite a few, but I've got even more. So the girls from Netflixmas are coming on, the host of Merry Britsmas, and, Jack from Total Christmas Podcast, and just a bunch of others that people have listened to probably, and no better than mine. But so I'll be honest, a little bit it's selfish because maybe they'll bring me some publicity as well. But at the same time, it's mostly just because we're simpatico, you know, we all love Christmas, and we have this cool, I don't know, this cool little family developing. And so the more I can bring that family close together and expand that family, then the happier I am. So yeah, it's definitely exceeded my expectations, and it's put me in touch with some really cool people.
I know I'm going to be on at least a couple of your episodes coming up. We've talked about that. And tell you the truth, I'm really excited to do this because I'm a child of the 80s too. I mean, a lot of my memories of Christmas with specials and commercials and all that stuff comes from the 80s. So I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I know one of the ones we're doing is we're going to be talking about M&Ms, which are awesome because every Christmas we had M&M cookies, and it wasn't Christmas, you know, until we had our M&M cookies. So they were a huge part of us. But I think we're also going to be talking about Ziggy's Christmas, which is also a really good one. So I'm excited about that.
Watched that today too.
Oh, did you? Nice.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten a chance to watch it yet. It's been a couple of years, shame on me, but I remember loving it, you know, growing up. And so I can't wait to see it again. And I know I kind of lost track of it for a while. And I noticed that kind of happened as I got into high school and especially college. And I was a band director for a couple of years, so I had like no time. And I lost track of a lot of things. And when I kind of quit doing that and started doing some, you know, this other things, just being a musician and, you know, working at a church here and then, just doing little things like that. And now I work at a Christmas store. I have a bunch more time. And I started, as my kids were getting older, I started remembering all the things that I grew up with and wanted them to watch it. So I'm very excited for Ziggy because I know they're going to love it. And they love the Berenstain Bears that I just watched the other day to record an episode with Jason Rhodes of Holidays Unknown. And, I've got a Choose Your Own Adventure book from the 80s. It's from 1987 about a Christmas. And so, yeah, it's really cool stuff. So I'm very excited as well.
Yeah, that's one thing I love about your podcast is, like you, I've lost track of some of the things that I grew up with. And the things you're finding and talking about is bringing me back, like, oh yeah, I remember that. Oh, that is so neat. And then on your social media, as you come up, I don't know where you find them. You find all these awesome 80s pictures and stuff. And it's like, oh wow, I remember that.
Yeah, mostly they pop up in my feed, like things you might like. And so then I see it's like, oh, that is cool. And so I'll share it. Every once in a while, I'll make a couple of them, but because I'm an artist as well. And so I draw and so I drew my logo, you know, the totally rad Santa with the keytar and the skinny green tie. And, you know, he's got the one glove like Michael Jackson and those 80s glasses, different colors and, you know, stuff like that. But, in fact, I was inspired today. I was talking with Anthony from Tis the Podcast and I kind of showed him my latest drawing of the rad Santo. And so it's kind of sparked a whole new series of logos that I'm going to start doing as well. And so it's going to be Santa in like different 80s kind of stereotypes. So the first one is kind of like the Terminator. So he's got like part of a, you know, which is part of the metal, the craziest thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Part of the metal. I'm going to do like a John Hughes version, you know, like a Breakfast Club type thing with Santa and, you know, maybe some elves or something. And probably Doogie Howser. I don't know. We'll throw him in there somewhere. And, but yeah, so there's going to be a whole little series of logos that I'll go through and I'll probably turn them into stickers if anybody wants one. You know, you don't pay for stickers for me. You get them. So if anybody wants one, of course, I'll send them off. But yeah, I'm excited to do that as well.
You said you're a band director. So you created your intro song then?
I did. Yeah. So that was when I, you know, Todd suggested the idea and literally it was like the next day, the melody, you know, for the totally rad Christmas part actually popped in my head. And so I remember I was driving home from work and I just pulled into the library. It was one of the branches here in Arlington. And I just pulled in and I got my recorder, you know, on the phone, the voice memo, and I just started humming it. And I, next thing I know, it was like the next day I had words and it's funny because, you know, I played guitar and then I sang on it and I sang the harmony and then I did the rest in GarageBand just to kind of, you know, get a little something down, but I ended up kind of liking it. It sounded kind of retro. It sounded like, you know, not the best produced 80s album, you know? So I thought, yeah, I really like this. And so I decided to use it. But the cool part is my daughter, she heard my theme song a couple of times. She's 8 now. But back when she was, before she was 8, she was 7. And so she got her iPad and did the voice memo and she started adding verses to it and they're actually really good. So I'm hoping, and I don't know if I'll get a chance to before Christmas. I would really like to, but you know, this is our busy season at the Christmas store. So I probably won't get a chance, but I'm hoping to record a full length version of the song with her verses in it. And then my pre-chorus and my chorus and probably an instrumental, you know, a guitar solo or something. And then just release that as like a downloadable MP3 if anybody wants it. I don't know if anyone would, but you know, I'd
be interested. That's going to be pretty neat because I mean, that's totally you in your intro song. That is all you. So that would be really neat.
It is all me. Yeah. And I had fun actually playing the little synthesizer on GarageBand. You know, it's on my phone. So the keys are like super tiny and I'm trying to make sure I hit all the bends and everything just right. But but it was fun. Yeah, I had a blast doing it. And I would eventually one day like to get a live version, maybe with Dwayne Bailey from Tinseltoons playing drums and Mike Patton, you know, on guitar. And I mean, I think it would just be really fun to do like a live version or, you know, quote unquote live since we're all so far away, but you know, where with actual drummer used and not just a little drum machine from GarageBand.
But, I think it'd be kind of hard to fly Dwayne over here from Zealand.
it might be more something like I send him the file and then he just records it there.
That'd pretty much be it. So what so far has been your favorite episode that you've recorded?
That's a tough one. I hear a lot that the favorite episode that I've done by certain people was the very first one I did with my brothers, because, you know, we're brothers. So we have that chemistry that we, you know, we just kind of play off each other. And I do like that one. I like that one a lot. But, oh, man, if I had to pick a favorite, that's tough, because I've had so many different guest hosts and I kind of don't want to upset any of them. I've had several favorites, I can say that. The Knight Rider episode with Todd Killian and Michael Christelman was really fun. I really enjoyed talking He-Man with Tom Crow, and A Muppet Family Christmas with Mike Westfall. I mean, there are just so many good ones that, I mean, to me, they're good because I really enjoyed that. Dukes of Hazzard was fun. And that's funny because I was not really even a huge fan of Dukes of Hazzard. I really love the car chase scenes, but then the rest of the time I just run outside and go play, you know, and then just come back in and say, hey, well, look, there's a car chase. And I just stop. But for some reason, I had a blast doing that episode. Santa Claus the Movie was one that was really fun with John and Ben from Santa by the Minute, just because I remember growing up seeing David Huddleston as Santa, and he was like the image that I saw, you know, whenever someone said Santa, it was his face. So it's more like four or five favorites, I think. I don't think I could just pick one. I mean, nowadays, especially as an adult, my tastes are very eclectic. And so I like everything from, you know, the really crummy knockoff Hallmark movies to like the best music. You know, I mean, there's so much in between, and I like so many different things that it is hard to pick, you know, and it kind of depends on my mood. And so whenever someone asks me like, what's your favorite, you know, Christmas movie, I always answer with like three answers, because it kind of depends on how I'm feeling. So if I'm in a just playful mood, I really love Home Alone, and that one's my favorite. You know, if it's been kind of a day and I just need something to cheer me up, well, Christmas Vacation is there. And then if it's just, you know, it's been a nice, easy time and I just want something that kind of will make me laugh, but is also just a little more adult, then I prefer something like Scrooged. You know, so those, and then the original Miracle on 34th Street would be my favorite. And so I have a wide range. So when someone asks, like, what's your favorite anything, I'm terrible and I can never pick. And Tom Crow and Anthony Caruso always make fun of me for that on Tis a Podcast. Whenever it's like, you can only choose one, and I always find some way to cheat.
Yeah, I actually remember that from a couple of those episodes you were on. So
yeah.
those guys are funny anyway, just the way those all three of them interact. So
they are, yeah. And I give them a lot of, I mean, because it was really, I mean, even though Todd suggested it to me, it was really them that got me into wanting to be a podcaster anyway. I love their show. And quite frankly, they have some wrong opinions. No, I'm just kidding. Opinions aren't wrong, but opinions different from mine. And so I wanted to set the record straight on a few things. And but in all seriousness, I mean, I love their show because it kind of really made me want to be a podcaster.
Do you fear of ever running out of 80s material to talk about?
I do. Yes, I really do fear that. we're going to do the Alf's Christmas this year. But there are actually several Alf's Christmas episodes. There's the real famous one, but there's a few others. And so we're going to focus just on the real famous one this year. And then we're going to, you know, spread out the rest. Same thing. I just did a recorded moonlighting episode with Michael Christelman, but we at the time thought there was only one moonlighting episode. Turns out there was actually two moonlighting Christmas episodes. And so since we only covered the one, now we're going to cover the next one at another time. So there is ways to kind of spread it out here and there. And same thing when Glenn Warren from Seasons Eatings came on the show, we ended up doing Christmas Vacation again, but as a part of a food section, since, you know, his podcast is all about Christmas food. And so we kind of examined the meals, you know, the big Christmas dinners of Christmas Vacation and Home Alone. And then we went into Garfield's Christmas too. And so since it was kind of niche, you know, I can still do a whole Home Alone episode. And I would really love to do one on John Williams, just the score to Home Alone, because I think it's one of the most magnificent Christmas scores ever written. And of course, John Williams is a master. And you can hear bits and pieces of his score in like other things that he's done. So his Harry Potter theme sounds very, very similar to the not Rondo, what's it called? The canon that he did in Home Alone when Kevin's running back to prepare for the wet bandits coming to attack him. And so, I mean, I love to just do a whole episode on just the music, you know, so stuff like that where I can really kind of stretch it out. But then again, there's a lot of other things that I haven't covered yet that, you know, satin ball ornaments were very, very popular in the 80s. And even though they're you know, from the 60s and 70s, you know, they kind of held over into the 80s. So, I mean, I would love to cover those. And I mean, there's just a lot of little things. Dynasty, you know, Dallas, like those more adult shows that I didn't really watch when I was a kid, but I got into later on in life. I think it was back in like 2004, 2005, and I started watching Dallas, and it was really good. You know, so I'd love to do something like that.
You've got a couple segments on your episodes. You got the gag me with a spoon and yes. Talking with the littles. Isn't that another one?
I do. Yep. That's another one. Yeah.
What were your inspirations for making your segments?
Well, I wanted something that was going to be a mainstay. And as I've talked about before on other podcasts, at the time I really only listened to two main podcasts, and it was, there was a few others here and there, but the ones that I only, you know, fully was devoted to was How Did This Get Made? With Paul Scheer and Jason Mantzoukas and June Diane Raphael. And then also, Tis a Podcast with Tom, Anthony and Julia. And, they all kind of had, you know, they were more free and they just, it was discussion, but they did have certain segments. And so that kind of inspired me to have at least a couple of things that would always be there, no matter where we went in the conversation, no matter what we talked about. And I wanted something that sounded really, really 80s. And so I actually picked the titles before I knew what they were going to be about. And so the very first one I do is the Hap Hap Happiest Christmas, which I got, of course, from Christmas Vacation, you know, when Santa, well, I don't want to curse. So he'll find the yeah. Yep. Anyway, so I got that one, the Hap Hap Happiest Christmas, and that's kind of just where we just talk about like our favorite memory, or if it's something we had didn't really have or don't really have a memory of growing up, just something vague. Then it's like, what's your favorite or the happiest or favorite special about that or favorite moment about that special. The other segment, the gag me with the spoon, I mean, that's just totally 80s slang there. So I just picked that title. And then I thought, well, what could that be about? And I always enjoy when people do impressions of other, you know, other people and movies and things they watched. And we would, my friends and I would always do that. So I thought, what a better, you know, great way to do it. But I thought, well, you know, but doing impressions is funny and it's fun. So it's not really like gag me with a spoon. I said, so, okay, we'll do impressions of like our least favorite moment, you know, something we thought maybe was cringeworthy, you know, or like a bit of dialogue that we thought was badly written, you know, something like that. So I threw that in. And then finally I end with half the battle because G.I. Joe, you know, knowing is half the battle. They taught us that. So they never taught us what the other half is. And so I kind of wanted to know what the other half. And so we always find a way to tie it into the show. And usually it's something more comical and humorous. but after, I think it was about 12 or 13 episodes, my daughter and my son kind of wanted to be a part of it as well. And I need to have them on more frequently, but you know, I ended up actually getting the coronavirus. So I was kind of quarantined. And so it kind of stopped the chatting with the littles on a regular basis. And so now it's just something I get to, you know, when we have time. But that I just, you know, because they wanted to be a part of it, I included the chatting with the littles, and that name particular, the littles, comes from that cartoon of the same name, you know, the littles from Saturday mornings. And so at the time my wife was very hesitant to have my children's names out there and people know who they were. So I just thought, okay, well, let's just call them the littles. And so I have little number one, number two, and number three, you know. And so that's kind of how that came about. But yeah, mostly it was really just I wanted something permanent, you know, like a fixture. And I just kind of came up with the titles first.
So yeah, you use a lot of the 80s terminology, I've noticed. Is that a mainstay or is that just something when you're in the totally 80s podcast mode?
So it kind of depends. There is a lot that I say. I always say right on. That's like and I actually picked that up about 10 years ago from a guitarist and recording engineer that I was in when I was in the studio recording some tunes for an album I was doing. And he would just say, right on, right on. And I was like, you know what, that's kind of cool. And so I just started saying right on. But then there are things that I always said, like cool, you know, or bad, you know, ooh, that's bad, you know. I just, those kind of lingered with me. And then when I was a band director, I worked with this really cool guy as a head director, and he was a jazz musician. He kind of really developed my taste for jazz. And I'd always loved jazz, but really he kind of got me deep into like the bebop and the hard bop and all that kind of stuff. And he would say things like, oh, I dig it, you know, and that's, you know, that's illin' and, you know, stuff like that. And so for a while there, I would say, oh man, that's hip, you know, and dig it. And I would just kind of use that slang. And eventually, as I left there and started doing other things, it all just kind of gelled into one big thing. So I've always said, man, like, hey man, what's going on? And dude. And so, yeah, it all, now it's kind of like my own, I don't know, totally rad lingo, I guess. But rad and dope and stuff like that have always been part of my language, at least for a few decades.
Where do you see taking your podcast in the future now here? I mean, I know you've got a long list up now, but where do you see eventually evolving this, your podcast?
That's a good question. I mean, of course, I would love to, I want to cover as much as I can. I know we're going to start doing two episodes a week starting around October. But I think, I know that, you know, some people are trying to get on to do radio. I mean, that would be a lot of fun. No, but I think I'd really like to write some more Christmas music. So I had the opportunity to write a Christmas carol for the Tis a Podcast folks. Of course, I've written my theme song and I want to turn that into a full length song. But I know I also would like, there's a lot of music I think left in me. I have a minor in music composition and I think I'd like to eventually use it. Mostly really, I kind of want to just keep doing what I'm doing for now. I'm kind of happy where I am. I would love to see it grow to where lots of people listened. really though, I would like to reach more people. I'd like to, and I know I need to get better with Twitter and Instagram. Facebook, I'm pretty good at, because that's one of those things that I would always check, but I'm still trying to get back into Twitter and Instagram. And I think it's one of those that I can always grow with, but really, yeah, I just eventually like to get some music out there. And if people asked me on their show, I think that would be really cool. So thank you. But you know, things like that. I know I was on a Total podcast with Jack the other day, and there was a music trivia. And you know, a whole Christmas trivia, and he called me an expert, and I thought that was really cool. Although it was definitely, I'm not an expert by any means. I missed some really easy ones that I shouldn't have missed, and I kind of kicked myself afterwards. But you know, I mean,
I caught you on one of those. I'm like, how can you miss that one?
I know. I honestly can't believe it, and I think I'm gonna blame coronavirus. That's all.
Yeah, that's the blame for 2020 coronavirus.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and I think at the time I actually did have it because we recorded it when I was in quarantine. But still, yeah, it's mostly just a brain freeze, I guess, on my part. I didn't think about it, and it passed me by, and I shouldn't have done that. But yeah, it'd be fun to be on other shows and you know, see what's going to happen. I know I am hopefully going to be a judge pretty soon on Christmas Clatter. There he's having his Merry Melee, and it's going to be fun. Yeah. It's going to be very, very fun.
That about wraps up the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about your podcast? Anything coming up that you want to promote or anything like that, that you feel you want to say?
Sure. Yeah. That would be pretty good. So I've got a ton of really cool stuff coming up. As I mentioned before, we're doing, I'm going to start going 2 episodes a week, which, you know, starting in October all the way until Christmas. And then after that, I'll probably go until Candlemas, February 2nd. And then I'll take about a month off. So I'll just have one episode that month in March. And then I'll start again in April for season 2. Tomorrow I'm recording with Adam from Merry Britsmas. We're going to be talking about Blackadder's Christmas. I'm recording with Netflixmas girls on a movie I'd never heard of from 1990 with Doris Roberts. We're going to be talking Batman Christmas comics from the 80s. Tom and Anthony from Tis a Podcast, they're both huge Batman fans. And I was a guest on their episode when they did Batman in general. And we just kind of had fun talking. But we're going to be talking specifically Batman comics. I'll be helping to promote Stephanie Davis's film, that new film about the ride-along. I shame on me, I can't remember the name right now, but I'm excited to watch it. And yeah, of course, we're doing Ziggy, and I've got Gremlins coming up, and a lot of shows. I just recorded with the Yuletide TV guys, and so I have a bunch of those done. We got Berenstain Bears, and I mean, it's just like a lot of these that I grew up with that I'm really excited. So Doogie Howser, New Heart, New Room at the Inn, which is very meta. Pee-wee's Christmas, you know, Pee-wee Herman, Married with Children, which was also a really, really fun episode. Now, they have a lot of different Christmas episodes. We just did one in particular. So again, stretching it out. Mickey's Christmas Carol with the Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe, one of their hosts, and the other host and I did Bon Jovi and versus Sting. So we specifically talked their songs from the 1987, A Very Special Christmas album. And so we kind of pit them against each other and came up with our decision. So that one's fun. Moonlighting, Rankin Bass. It's an episode coming out to start off December with Rick Goldschmidt, the official biographer, who's a friend of mine. And Christmas Island, you know, I mean, it's just a whole bunch of fun stuff that I just can't wait. And then we'll get into like some real classics, like A Christmas Eve on Sesame Street and, you know, Alf's Christmas and things like that. So yeah, it's going to be exciting. And like I said, I'll take about a month off just to kind of recoup and get some more plan ahead, because I think I didn't really plan ahead very well this year. I knew that I was going to be super busy. And so I have about 10 episodes that I've recorded. They just need to be edited. So they're done out of the way already. And all I need to do is just add a little tweaking here and there, and they'll be ready to drop. And mostly just because I know I'm going to be super packed, because I work at a Christmas store and that's like our busiest time of year. So yeah, I'll probably take a month, like I said, around March to just plan everything. And then we'll start with season two in April, and we'll go weekly again until next October, where we'll once again go bi-weekly or die weekly. I don't, whichever one means twice a week.
Well, I'm very excited to hear your episodes coming out. And I'm also very excited to talk with you on a couple ones that we are going to do. So
yeah, I'm excited about those too. Those will be really neat.
I want to thank you for joining me, and I had a great time talking with you, and I'm looking forward to hearing your other stuff.
Right on. And again, thanks for having me so much. It was a lot of fun.
That's Jerry Davila from the Totally Rad Christmas Podcast. And even though there were some technical issues with my sound, it was still a blast talking with him. We talked well past what you heard about all things 80s and Christmas. Jerry is a totally rad dude.
Holiday hoobie whatty.
That's going to wrap up this episode of the Christmas Podcast Podcast. A huge thanks to Jerry D for talking with me. Next week, I'll be talking with Glenn Warren of the Seasons Eatings Podcast. My stomach is already growling in anticipation. I would like to also thank all of the other podcasters that are on our websites for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for not only helping me put this podcast together, but for all of the other behind-the-scenes things he does as well. And I'd especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm always looking for new and interesting Christmas podcasts, so if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like me to listen to, or if you have a Christmas podcast that you'd like to have us feature, just email me at Sean@ChristmasPodcast.com. That's Sean, S-E-A-N, as in Sean Patrick Thomas, and let me know. You can also let me know what you think of this podcast as well, or if you'd like to come on and talk about your Christmas podcast. Also, I encourage you to visit ChristmasPodcast.com and review any or all of the Christmas podcasts we have there. We also have the links to those podcasts so you can download all the episodes you like for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcast Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Christmas Podcast Podcast. And remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispering Pines, sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas podcasts. ChristmasPodcasts.com is a proud member of the My Merry Christmas family of websites, including SantaSleigh.org. Santa gives where there are needs. He gives because he loves. He gives because he wants people to be happy. He gives so that at least for one brief day, people might feel loved, inspired, and willing to give of themselves to others. Wouldn't it be great to be just like Santa? That is their mission at SantaSleigh.org. That is what they do. They give anonymously, together. No one knows who they are, and they just do not care. What is important is that they give.
A true, selfless act always sparks another.
Shake it off, Rudolph!
Are
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.